The Second Sex by Simone de Beauvoir. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Second Sex, written by Simone de Beauvoir in 1949, is a groundbreaking work of feminist philosophy. It examines the oppression of women throughout history and argues that women have been treated as second-class citizens for centuries. De Beauvoir begins her book by discussing the biological differences between men and women, noting that these differences are not enough to explain why one sex should be considered superior to the other. She then moves on to discuss how society has constructed gender roles and expectations based on these biological differences. She argues that this construction has led to an unequal power dynamic between men and women, with men having more control over their lives than women do. De Beauvoir goes on to examine how this inequality manifests itself in different aspects of life such as marriage, motherhood, education, employment opportunities, and legal rights. She also looks at how religion has played a role in reinforcing traditional gender roles and stereotypes about femininity. Throughout her analysis, she emphasizes the importance of recognizing individual autonomy for both sexes so that they can make choices about their own lives without being constrained by societal norms. In addition to examining historical examples of female oppression, de Beauvoir also offers solutions for achieving equality between men and women. She calls for an end to discrimination against women in all areas of life, including politics, economics, and culture. She advocates for equal access to education. She encourages greater economic independence among women. She promotes sexual freedom. And finally, she urges people from all walks of life, men included, to recognize the value inherent in each individual regardless of gender or any other factor. The Second Sex remains an important text today because it provides insight into how sexism operates within our society even now, and it serves as a reminder that we must continue striving towards true equality if we want a better future for everyone. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Women are oppressed by a patriarchal society. Women have been oppressed by a patriarchal society for centuries, and this oppression has been perpetuated through the social, economic, and political systems that have been in place for generations. Main idea number 2. Women are viewed as the other. Women are seen as the other in society, and this has led to a devaluation of their worth and capabilities. This has been reinforced by the way women are portrayed in literature, art, and other forms of media. Main idea number 3. Women are denied access to education. Women have been denied access to education and other forms of knowledge, which has limited their ability to participate in the public sphere. This has been a major factor in the perpetuation of their oppression. Main idea number 4. Women are denied economic autonomy. Women have been denied economic autonomy, which has limited their ability to make decisions about their own lives and to gain financial independence. Main idea number 5. Women are denied political rights. Women have been denied political rights, which has prevented them from having a say in the decisions that affect their lives. Main idea number 6. Women are denied reproductive rights. Women have been denied reproductive rights, which has limited their ability to make decisions about their own bodies and to control their own fertility. Main idea number 7. Women are denied access to public spaces. Women have been denied access to public spaces, which has limited their ability to participate in the public sphere and to have a voice in society. Main idea number 8. Women are denied access to power. Women have been denied access to power, which has limited their ability to influence the decisions that affect their lives. Main idea number 9. Women are denied access to resources. Women have been denied access to resources, which has limited their ability to gain economic independence and to make decisions about their own lives. Main idea number 10. Women are denied access to knowledge. Women have been denied access to knowledge, which has limited their ability to participate in the public sphere and to gain economic independence. Main idea number 11. Women are denied access to healthcare. Women have been denied access to healthcare, which has limited their ability to make decisions about their own bodies and to maintain their health. Main idea number 12. Women are denied access to legal rights. Women have been denied access to legal rights, which has limited their ability to seek justice and to protect their rights. Main idea number 13. Women are denied access to social networks. Women have been denied access to social networks, which has limited their ability to gain support and to build relationships. Main idea number 14. Women are denied access to leisure activities. Women have been denied access to leisure activities, which has limited their ability to participate in activities that bring them joy and to build relationships. Main idea number 15. Women are denied access to meaningful work. Women have been denied access to meaningful work, which has limited their ability to gain economic independence and to make decisions about their own lives. Main idea number 16. Women are denied access to meaningful relationships. Women have been denied access to meaningful relationships, which has limited their ability to build relationships and to gain support. Main idea number 17. Women are denied access to meaningful roles in society. Women have been denied access to meaningful roles in society, which has limited their ability to participate in the public sphere and to have a voice in society. Main idea number 18. Women are denied access to meaningful representation in the media. Women have been denied access to meaningful representation in the media, which has limited their ability to be seen and heard in society. Main idea number 19. Women are denied access to meaningful opportunities. Women have been denied access to meaningful opportunities, which has limited their ability to gain economic independence and to make decisions about their own lives. Main idea number 20. Women are denied access to meaningful recognition. Women have been denied access to meaningful recognition, which has limited their ability to be seen and heard in society and to gain respect. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Women have been oppressed by a patriarchal society for centuries, and this oppression has been perpetuated through the social, economic, and political systems that have been in place for generations. Women are often denied access to education or employment opportunities due to their gender, which limits their ability to gain financial independence. Additionally, women are often subjected to violence from men in positions of power within the family structure or other institutions. This violence can take many forms such as physical abuse, sexual assault, emotional manipulation, and control. The patriarchy also affects how women view themselves and each other. It creates an environment where women feel they must compete with one another instead of supporting each other's successes. Furthermore, traditional gender roles limit what is considered acceptable behavior for women while allowing more freedom for men. This double standard reinforces the idea that men should be dominant over women. In order to combat these oppressive forces of patriarchy, we must work together towards creating a society where everyone is treated equally regardless of gender identity or expression. We need to challenge existing structures that perpetuate inequality between genders and create new ones that promote equity among all people. Main idea number 2. Women have been viewed as the other in society for centuries, and this has had a profound effect on how they are perceived. This view of women as inferior to men has been reinforced by literature, art, and other forms of media that depict them in stereotypical roles or as objects of desire. Women are often portrayed as passive figures who exist solely to serve the needs of others, rather than being seen as individuals with their own unique talents and abilities. This devaluation of women's worth is further perpetuated by laws that limit their rights and opportunities. For example, many countries still do not allow women to vote or hold certain positions within government or business organizations. Additionally, gender-based violence against women remains an issue in many parts of the world. The idea that women are viewed as the other is damaging because it reinforces outdated notions about gender roles and limits what society expects from them. It also contributes to a culture where sexism is accepted and even encouraged. In order for true equality between genders to be achieved, we must challenge these ideas about what it means to be female. Main idea number 3. Women have been denied access to education and other forms of knowledge for centuries, which has had a profound impact on their ability to participate in the public sphere. This lack of access has resulted in women being excluded from many areas of life, including politics, economics, and science. It has also led to them having fewer opportunities than men when it comes to employment and career advancement. This denial of educational opportunities is rooted in gender inequality that exists within society. Women are often seen as inferior or less capable than men due to traditional gender roles that have been perpetuated over time. As such, they are not given the same level of respect or recognition as their male counterparts when it comes to education. The consequences of this exclusion can be far-reaching. Without access to education and other forms of knowledge, women are unable to gain the skills necessary for success in various fields. They may also be limited in terms of their economic prospects since they do not have the same qualifications as those who were able to attend school or university. It is essential that we recognize how denying women access to education contributes towards gender inequality and works against progress towards achieving true equality between genders. We must strive for an equitable system where everyone is given equal opportunity regardless of gender so that all individuals can reach their full potential. Main idea number 4. Women have been denied economic autonomy for centuries, which has had a profound impact on their lives. Women are often unable to make decisions about their own lives and financial independence due to the lack of control they have over their finances. This means that women are more likely to be dependent on others for financial support, making them vulnerable in situations where they may not receive adequate resources or protection. The denial of economic autonomy also limits women's access to education and employment opportunities. Without the ability to earn an income, many women cannot afford basic necessities such as food, clothing, and shelter. Furthermore, without access to credit or other forms of capital, it is difficult for women entrepreneurs to start businesses or invest in assets that could help them build wealth. Finally, denying economic autonomy can lead to gender-based violence since it reinforces traditional gender roles by placing men in positions of power over women financially. This can create an environment where men feel entitled to control how money is spent within a household and can lead to abuse if those expectations are not met. Main idea number 5. Women have been denied political rights for centuries, and this has had a profound impact on their lives. Women are not allowed to vote in many countries, and even when they do have the right to vote, they often face discrimination or unequal treatment at the polls. In addition, women are rarely represented in positions of power within governments or other institutions. This means that decisions about laws and policies affecting women's lives are made without their input. The lack of political representation also affects how society views women's roles and capabilities. When women are excluded from decision-making processes, it reinforces the idea that they should be relegated to traditional gender roles such as homemakers or caregivers rather than being seen as capable leaders who can contribute meaningfully to public life. Denying women political rights is an injustice that must be addressed if we want to create a more equitable world where everyone has an equal voice in shaping our future. We need to ensure that all citizens, regardless of gender, have access to voting booths and opportunities for leadership so that everyone can participate fully in democracy. Main idea number 6. Women have been denied reproductive rights for centuries, and this has had a profound impact on their lives. Reproductive rights are the right to make decisions about one's own body and fertility, including the right to access contraception, abortion services, and other forms of health care related to reproduction. Without these rights, women are unable to control their own bodies or determine when they will become pregnant. The denial of reproductive rights has also led to gender inequality in many societies. Women who cannot control their fertility may be forced into marriages or motherhood at an early age. They may not be able to pursue education or employment opportunities due to pregnancy-related restrictions, and they may face discrimination based on their reproductive status. In addition, without access to safe abortions or contraception, women can suffer from serious medical complications as a result of unintended pregnancies. It is essential that all people have access to comprehensive reproductive health care so that everyone can make informed decisions about their bodies and futures. This includes providing accurate information about sexual health and contraception options, as well as ensuring that abortion services are available in cases where it is necessary. Main idea number 7. Women have long been denied access to public spaces, which has had a profound impact on their ability to participate in the public sphere and to have a voice in society. This denial of access is rooted in centuries-old gender norms that dictate that women should remain confined within the private realm of home and family life. As such, women are often excluded from participating in activities outside of the home, including political discourse, economic decision-making, and social gatherings. The lack of access to public spaces also limits women's opportunities for education and employment. Without being able to take part in these activities outside of the home, women are unable to gain knowledge or skills necessary for advancement or even basic survival. Furthermore, without having an active presence in public spaces, they cannot challenge existing power structures or advocate for change. This exclusion from public spaces has serious implications not only for individual women but also for society as a whole. By denying them access, we deny them agency over their own lives and limit their potential contributions to our collective progress as a species. Main idea number 8. Women have long been denied access to power, which has had a profound impact on their lives. This lack of access to power has meant that women are unable to influence the decisions that affect them and their communities. Women's voices are often not heard in decision-making processes, leaving them without any say in how they live their lives. This denial of access to power is rooted in centuries of patriarchy and sexism. Women have traditionally been seen as inferior or subordinate to men, with little value placed on their opinions or contributions. This has resulted in a system where women are excluded from positions of authority and leadership, making it difficult for them to make meaningful changes. The consequences of this exclusion can be far-reaching. Without access to power, women cannot challenge oppressive systems or advocate for themselves and others who may be disadvantaged by existing structures. They also cannot create opportunities for themselves or other women within these systems. It is essential that we recognize the importance of giving women equal access to power if we want true gender equality. We must ensure that all people, regardless of gender, have an equal opportunity to participate in decision-making processes so that everyone's voice can be heard. Main idea number 9. Women have been denied access to resources for centuries, which has had a profound impact on their ability to gain economic independence and make decisions about their own lives. This lack of access has resulted in women being unable to pursue higher education or career opportunities, as well as having limited control over their finances. Furthermore, this lack of resources has also led to women facing discrimination in the workplace and other areas of life due to gender-based inequalities. The denial of access to resources is not only an issue that affects women but also one that perpetuates inequality between genders. Women are often seen as second-class citizens who do not deserve the same rights and privileges afforded to men. This unequal treatment can be seen in many aspects of society, such as pay gaps, job opportunities, healthcare services, legal representation, and more. It is essential that we recognize the importance of providing equal access to resources for all individuals regardless of gender identity or expression. By doing so, we can ensure that everyone is able to reach their full potential without fear or prejudice based on gender bias. Main idea number 10. Women have been denied access to knowledge for centuries, which has had a profound impact on their ability to participate in the public sphere and gain economic independence. This lack of access has resulted in women being excluded from many areas of life, including education, politics, and business. Women are often not given the same opportunities as men when it comes to learning new skills or gaining expertise in certain fields. As a result, they may be unable to take advantage of job opportunities that require specialized knowledge or experience. The denial of access to knowledge also affects women's ability to make informed decisions about their own lives. Without adequate information about healthcare options or legal rights, women can find themselves at a disadvantage when making important choices that affect their future. Furthermore, without an understanding of history and culture, women may struggle with developing meaningful relationships with others. In order for true gender equality to be achieved, it is essential that all people, regardless of gender, have equal access to knowledge and resources. By providing more educational opportunities for girls and young women around the world, we can ensure that they have the tools necessary for success in any field they choose. Main idea number 11. Women have been denied access to healthcare for centuries, and this has had a profound impact on their lives. Women are often unable to make decisions about their own bodies or maintain their health due to lack of access to medical services. This can lead to serious physical and mental health issues, as well as an increased risk of death from preventable diseases. The denial of access to healthcare also affects women's economic opportunities. Without the ability to receive proper medical treatment, women may be unable to work or participate in other activities that could improve their financial situation. Additionally, without adequate healthcare coverage, many women are forced into poverty due to high out-of-pocket costs associated with medical treatments. Furthermore, denying women access to healthcare is a form of gender discrimination that perpetuates inequality between men and women in society. By limiting the availability of resources available specifically for female patients, it reinforces traditional gender roles and expectations, which can further limit the potential for social progress. It is essential that all people have equal access to quality healthcare regardless of gender identity or socioeconomic status. Accessible healthcare should not be seen as a privilege but rather as a basic human right that everyone deserves. Main idea number 12. Throughout history, women have been denied access to legal rights. This has had a profound impact on their ability to seek justice and protect their rights. Women have often been excluded from the legal system, leaving them vulnerable to exploitation and abuse. In many countries, laws that are designed to protect women's rights are not enforced or even exist in name only. The lack of access to legal rights has also meant that women are unable to challenge discriminatory practices or fight for equal pay and other economic opportunities. Without the protection of the law, they can be subjected to violence with impunity and face discrimination in areas such as education, employment, health care, and housing. In addition, without access to legal representation or resources for advocacy work, it is difficult for women's voices to be heard in courtrooms or legislative chambers. This means that issues affecting them may go unaddressed by lawmakers who do not understand their needs. It is essential that all people, regardless of gender, have equal access to justice so they can exercise their fundamental human rights. To ensure this happens requires concerted efforts from governments around the world as well as civil society organizations working together towards greater equality. Main idea number 13. Women have been denied access to social networks, which has limited their ability to gain support and build relationships. This lack of access has had a profound impact on women's lives, as it prevents them from forming meaningful connections with others and accessing resources that could help them in various aspects of life. Women are often excluded from conversations about important topics such as politics or business, leaving them without the opportunity to contribute their perspectives or benefit from the knowledge shared by those around them. The exclusion of women from social networks also limits their economic opportunities. Without access to these networks, they may not be able to find jobs or secure investments for businesses they wish to start. Additionally, this lack of connection can lead to feelings of isolation and loneliness among women who feel disconnected from society. In order for women's voices and experiences to be heard in our society, it is essential that they have equal access to social networks. By providing more opportunities for networking and collaboration between men and women alike, we can create an environment where everyone feels included regardless of gender. Main idea number 14. Women have long been denied access to leisure activities, which has had a profound impact on their lives. This lack of access has limited women's ability to participate in activities that bring them joy and pleasure, as well as the opportunity to build relationships with others. It also means that women are often excluded from social gatherings and events where they could otherwise make meaningful connections. The denial of leisure activities for women is rooted in traditional gender roles and expectations. Women were expected to stay at home and take care of domestic duties while men went out into the world to work or engage in recreational pursuits. This unequal division of labor meant that women were not given the same opportunities as men when it came to leisure time. This inequality still exists today, although it may be less overt than before. Women are still more likely than men to take on unpaid domestic responsibilities such as childcare or housework, leaving them with less free time for leisure activities. Additionally, many industries remain male-dominated, meaning there are fewer opportunities for women who want to pursue hobbies outside of their homes. It is important that we recognize how this lack of access affects women's lives and work towards creating an environment where everyone can enjoy equal access to leisure activities regardless of gender identity or background. Main idea number 15. Women have long been denied access to meaningful work, which has had a profound impact on their ability to gain economic independence and make decisions about their own lives. This lack of access to meaningful work has resulted in women being relegated to lower-paying jobs or positions that do not offer the same opportunities for advancement as those available to men. Furthermore, this lack of access has also led to gender disparities in wages and job security. The denial of meaningful work is rooted in traditional gender roles that view women as primarily responsible for domestic duties such as childcare and housework. These roles limit women's ability to pursue professional careers or take on leadership positions within organizations. Additionally, these traditional gender roles often lead employers and colleagues alike to underestimate the capabilities of female workers. In order for women to gain greater access to meaningful work, there must be an effort made by both individuals and institutions alike. Individuals can challenge existing stereotypes by advocating for more equitable hiring practices at their workplace, while institutions should strive towards creating policies that promote equal opportunity employment regardless of gender identity. Main idea number 16. Women have long been denied access to meaningful relationships, which has had a profound impact on their lives. Throughout history, women have been seen as inferior to men and were often excluded from social circles or denied the opportunity to form close bonds with others. This lack of meaningful relationships has limited women's ability to build strong connections with those around them and gain support in times of need. The consequences of this exclusion are far-reaching. Women who are unable to form meaningful relationships may feel isolated and alone, leading to feelings of depression or anxiety. They may also be more vulnerable to exploitation by those in positions of power due to their lack of support networks. Furthermore, without access to these important connections, women can struggle when it comes time for them to make decisions about their own lives. It is essential that we recognize the importance of providing all people, regardless of gender, with equal opportunities for forming meaningful relationships. Doing so will help ensure that everyone is able to benefit from the emotional support and guidance that come with having strong connections with others. Main idea number 17. Women have long been denied access to meaningful roles in society, which has had a profound impact on their ability to participate in the public sphere and to have a voice in society. This lack of access has resulted in women being excluded from decision-making processes, having limited economic opportunities, and facing discrimination based on gender. As Simone de Beauvoir wrote in The Second Sex, "The fact is that woman is kept out of the world, she is not permitted to take part freely and fully in its activities, her range of action is restricted by innumerable barriers." This denial of access has also led to women being underrepresented or absent altogether from many areas such as politics, business leadership positions, science and technology fields, media representation, education systems, etc. Women are often seen as inferior or less capable than men when it comes to these roles, despite evidence showing otherwise. In order for true equality between genders to be achieved, it is essential that women are given equal access and opportunity within all aspects of society so they can contribute meaningfully towards progress. It is only then that we will see real change. Main idea number 18. Women have long been denied access to meaningful representation in the media. This lack of visibility has had a profound impact on their ability to be seen and heard in society, as well as their ability to shape public opinion and influence decision-making processes. Women are often portrayed in stereotypical roles that do not reflect the diversity of experiences they bring to the table. The media's failure to accurately represent women is particularly concerning given its power to shape our understanding of gender roles and expectations. By failing to provide an accurate picture of women's lives, it perpetuates damaging stereotypes about what it means to be female. It also reinforces existing power structures by denying women a platform from which they can challenge these norms. In order for true equality between men and women to exist, we must ensure that all genders are represented fairly and accurately in the media. We must strive for more diverse representations of women across all forms of media, from television shows, films, magazines, newspapers, radio programs, and online content, so that everyone can see themselves reflected back at them. Main idea number 19. Women have been denied access to meaningful opportunities for far too long. This has had a devastating effect on their ability to gain economic independence and make decisions about their own lives. Women are often excluded from positions of power, which limits their potential to contribute meaningfully in the workplace and society at large. Furthermore, women are often paid less than men for the same work, making it difficult for them to support themselves financially. The lack of access to meaningful opportunities also affects women's mental health and well-being. Without the opportunity to pursue fulfilling careers or engage in activities that bring them joy, many women feel isolated and powerless. This can lead to feelings of depression or anxiety, as well as an overall sense of dissatisfaction with life. It is essential that we create more equitable systems so that all people, regardless of gender, have equal access to meaningful opportunities. We must strive towards creating a world where everyone can reach their full potential without being held back by outdated social norms or discriminatory practices. Main idea number 20. Women have long been denied access to meaningful recognition in society. This lack of recognition has had a profound impact on their ability to be seen and heard, as well as to gain respect from others. Women are often overlooked or ignored when it comes to important decisions, awards, and other forms of acknowledgement that would otherwise provide them with the opportunity for advancement. This denial of access to meaningful recognition is not only unfair but also damaging. It perpetuates gender inequality by preventing women from achieving their full potential and contributing equally in all areas of life. Furthermore, it reinforces traditional stereotypes about women's roles in society, which can lead to further discrimination. In order for true equality between men and women to exist, there must be an end to this denial of access to meaningful recognition. Women should be given the same opportunities as men when it comes to receiving acknowledgement for their achievements and contributions. Only then will they truly have the chance at gaining respect within society. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.